Talk on 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice. And now your host, the Rogue Announcer, Jeff Smith.
I am Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for May 4th, 2018. May the 4th be with you. Yes, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I love May the 4th. So the call-in number, if you'd like to call the show today, 541-299-0498, 541-299-0498. And we've got another great show lined up for you today, and I happen to be talking about a few things today that are some of my favorite things, but that's not why they're on the show. They're on the show because it's pertinent and related to what's been going on in Rogue River. But some of my favorite things, like the Miss Rogue River pageant and the Rogue River High School FFA program, and of course Chieftain Sports, are all in today's show. So our interviews today will be with the girls of the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant, and I dropped in on one of their practices and got some interviews about the upcoming show, which is tomorrow. That's at 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Live Oak Grange. Is that the right name? That's the right name, the Live Oak Grange. Trying to keep that straight. That's the Grange in Rogue River downtown, and we're going to talk more about that in a little bit, but before we get to that, I got a few things I'd like to get to. First of all, I need to clear something up. A couple of weeks ago, I covered a couple of events that were happening, a couple of local things that were going on, and while I always have my own sources for things like that I report. In fact, I really didn't do any kind of a story on these two events. I was just letting people know that these events were happening. And one piece of information that I happened to mention in one of those reports was a little quip that I did read in an article that was written on the same subject in the Rogue River Press, and I failed to give them attribution at that time. And again, the two stories I shared that day, I sourced the information myself on those, but I had seen the articles, and the articles were much more involved than what I was reporting. As that tends to be the case with a newspaper, that's what they do. News isn't a huge part of what I do here, but I like to get things out to people that, you know, may be pertinent and may be timely. But I did use a little piece of information from that article. I forgot to give them attribution, and I'm grateful for the good working relationship I have with the Rogue River Press and with some of the reporters over at the press, and I would never do anything to jeopardize that. So this was an oversight. It was unintentional, and I obviously will try to avoid such mistakes in the future. So I wanted to clear that up. Now let's get on to some of the other things going on. This past Monday, the Rogue River FFA had their annual banquet, and it's kind of an award ceremony, and it's a dinner. And first of all, the food is always excellent. So my hat's off to the FFA. They generally, the meat dish is a pork loin, and it is very, very good. So as you would expect from the FFA, but nonetheless, I want to make sure to give them credit for how good the food was on Monday night. And that was my second FFA banquet. I went a year ago, and I'll tell you kind of a quick story because it relates exactly how I felt a year ago when I went to my first FFA banquet. And I was talking to Dennis Artoff. Of course, he was on the show just a few weeks back, and he was the longtime head coach of the softball team at the high school. And he came up to us, and me and my daughter were standing there, and he came up and said that how excited he was about the FFA program, that he knew about it, but he had never really gotten involved and found out all the things that go on in our FFA program. And he was just super excited about it. And just, he's like, this is, I really like this organization. I'm really impressed with the, you know, what they're doing and with the young people that are involved. And that was the same exact feeling that I got a year ago when I attended the banquet for the first time. And so it was kind of fun to hear that from him. It kind of solidified in my mind that I wasn't off base on my feeling about the FFA. And of course, we've had the kids in here on the show a couple of times over the last 2 years. I think they've been on three, maybe four times over the last 2 years. And these are top-notch kids. These kids are the cream of the crop. There's no doubt about it. And the FFA is a big reason or a big part of what makes these kids so special. And another thing happened on Monday night while I was at the banquet, and this was completely unexpected and frankly a little humbling, a little overwhelming, because as I'm sitting there listening to them as they're going through some of the awards that some of the kids were getting and some of the adults even were getting, among all the awards they were giving out, I was given an Outstanding Service Award, and I was given a very nice plaque. In fact, I don't think in any of my years of playing sports I've ever had a trophy or a plaque that was as nice as this plaque. I mean, they don't go cheap with their awards at the FFA banquet, I can assure you. And I was just floored. They called out the radio station, and then they said the name of my show and said my name, and I was shocked. I had no idea that was going to happen. And I'm telling you this not to, you know, pat myself on the back, because I don't feel worthy of any kind of award. I bring those kids on because they're amazing young people, and I love having them on the show. And so, you know, I don't know that I need an award for doing something that I truly love to do, but it was greatly appreciated. I love my involvement with the FFA and the fact that I can help promote, you know, the things that they're doing. So I will, for now, this plaque will go on the studio wall. When I finally get my office at home, I will hang it in there. But for now, I think the studio is an appropriate place for it. So I will be bringing that down and hanging that up. But more importantly, there were lots of kids that got awards from the program and got scholarships. There were some scholarships given out, and Mr. Herringshaw, with the help of Mrs. Bambino, have built really what is one of the finest FFA programs, you know, in the state. I mean, they're achieving over and above what they had kind of a 5-year plan, and Mr. Herringshaw mentioned that on Monday, and they've exceeded in a lot of ways, I think, even what he expected that they could do. The program makes up, it's got to be well over a third of the school. It may be more than that. I may be underestimating, but it's an impressive program, and the kids in there are learning wonderful things that will help them in the future. And I'm blessed and I'm grateful that I get to help promote them on a regular basis, and we will continue to do that here at Rogue Talk. So we've made it to the month of May. And, of course, what that means as far as high school sports goes is the heading into the playoff season or district, you know, the district meets or the district competitions. And we're going to kind of split the sports up today. We're going to talk about a little bit of it right now, and we'll do the rest of it at the end of the show. But let's get to a couple of things here before we hit the break. On Monday, the Chieftain golf team had another good day, and they've been having a lot of those this season. We've been reporting about it here on Rogue Talk, and they've continued to really impress. And this time they were at Salmon Run in Brookings, and the girls team finished first in that tournament, or that, I believe it was a three-way tournament. So they finished first with a score of 460. They beat out both Bandon and Marshfield. And that's those are no slouch schools. I don't know how the rankings go in golf, but I know Marshfield, for instance, is pretty good in a lot of sports, and to beat them in something is always an accomplishment. And then the boys finished second, and then among the boys and the girls, there were three different individuals that tied for second in the tournament. Sophia Woodall and Catherine Gordon were tied for second with one other girl. And on the boys' side, Evan Mingerhausen tied for second with some other of the competitors for the boys. So good job to the golf team. And actually, we've got a little more about the golf team. They were also at Quail Point on Wednesday, and I unfortunately have not been able to get the results from that. They keep a pretty good Facebook page. I get a lot of my results off of there, but as of writing my show notes late last night, I did not have the results, so we'll try and get that next week. But more importantly, next week, Monday and Tuesday, will be the district tournaments, and the boys will be, let's see, the boys will be heading to Tokatee, which is in Springfield, and the girls will be in Klamath Falls at the Running Y for their district tournament. So, of course, we'll have the results of that on next week's show. And let's get to one other sport before we take the break, and that would be the equestrian team. I've been in contact with one of the parents involved with that, and she's been keeping me up to date on that. And again, she puts a lot of information on Facebook for us. And so I'm just going to pick a couple of things here. There's a whole list of things that they compete in, and I just picked, well, there's two girls competing. We talked about them a few weeks back on the show. Bretta Davis is one of the competitors, and Carly Ledoux is the other one. And so let's just look at what their best events were in this latest meet. This was the third and final district meet. And Bretta's best event was a fifth place finish in Working Rancher. And Carly Ledoux had a third place finish in Hunt Seat. And so for the end of the season results, the overall season results, Bretta finished, her highest finish was a seventh overall in the Working Rancher, and Carly finished second overall in the Dressage, and that earned her not only a silver medal, but it also earns her a qualifying spot in the state meet, and that will be on May 10th in Redmond. So good job, ladies, on a great season, and good luck to Carly at the state meet. We're proud of you girls and do well. So that's all I'm going to get to for the moment. We've got some more sports to talk about, but we'll do that at the end of the show. So we'll take a break here, and when we come back, I will have my interviews with the contestants of the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge has suggested prosecutors want to get former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort to sing against the president. U.S. Senior Judge T.S. Ellis III asked government lawyers pointed questions about special counsel Robert Mueller's authority to bring charges at a Friday hearing. The Virginia indictment alleges Manafort hid tens of millions of dollars he earned advising pro-Russia politicians in Ukraine from the Internal Revenue Service. The U.S. economy has delivered steady but only modest gains for most Americans since the Great Recession. Yet the very sluggishness of the expansion helps explain why it's now the second longest on record, and why more people could soon share in its benefits. Employers added a decent 164,000 jobs in April, a record 91st straight month of hiring growth, and unemployment reached 3.9%. More details at srnnews.com.
Keeping you informed, giving you the good news. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with NBA playoff action last night. LeBron James and Kevin Love combined for 74 points and 19 rebounds as the Cavs whipped the Raptors 128-110 to take a 2-0 lead in the conference semifinals. Love says it was nice to break out of a shooting slump.
Great looks and, you know, really uncharacteristic misses for me. It's not like I forgot how to play the game of basketball. You know, I go out there every night and fight and try to help this team win. You know, tonight just wanted to affect the game in different ways.
Toronto now heads to Cleveland, where the Raptors are 0-5 in the previous two postseasons. The Celtics also own a 2-0 lead after rookie Jason Tatum capped his 21-point performance by hitting a pair of late free throws in a 108-103 victory over the 76ers. In other NBA news, David Fitzdale will become the New York Knicks' 11th head coach since Jeff Van Gundy stepped down in the 2001-2002 season. This is SRN Sports. There was NHL playoff action last night. The Pittsburgh Penguins were able to shut down Alex Ovechkin and square their Stanley Cup second-round series at 2 games apiece. Jake Guentzel scored twice, and Evgeny Malkin provided the game-winner as the Pens downed the Capitals 3-1 in Pittsburgh. The Nashville Predators also knotted their series at 2 games apiece. Pekka Rinne stopped 32 shots. P.K. Subban supplied the eventual game-winner as the Predators topped the Jets 2-1 in Winnipeg. Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League in a doubleheader. Toronto beat Cleveland 13-11 in 11 innings. Indians bounced back 13-4 later. Yankees 6, Houston 5. Kansas City over Detroit 10-6. It was the Rangers beating Boston 11-5. White Sox 6, Twins 5. Angels over Baltimore 12-3. Seattle 4 and Oakland 1. In the National League, just 3 games yesterday. The Nats beat Pittsburgh 3-1. Atlanta 11, Mets nothing. Dodgers over Arizona. This is SRN Sports.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And before I play those, my interviews with all the impressive young ladies from the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant, I wanted to let you know about Depot Street Grill. Of course, they're an underwriter of Rogue Talk. And I was just looking at the menu here because my schedule's been really crazy lately. My business gets really busy this time of year. Plus, I've, you know, of course, the sports broadcasts and the radio broadcasts and the Miss Rogue River practices to get to. And, I mean, you name it, track meets to go to watch my son. And so it gets crazy busy, but it's a good kind of busy because most of it is spent with the young people around here. And but anyhow, it often doesn't leave me time to, like today, to throw together a lunch. And so when I leave the show today, I'm looking at the menu to see what I can go over there and get. And let's take a look at what's on their menu. The burgers, of course, is the probably the number one thing. Of course, you've got your basic hamburgers and cheeseburger. You've got my favorite, the barbecue bacon burger. They've got a mac and cheese burger. I'm not a big mac and cheese fan, but a lot of people are, and I've been told that's one of the real popular burgers. They have a teriyaki cheeseburger, a mushroom Swiss burger. You can choose different patties. If you don't want a beef, you can have a turkey. You can have a veggie. They also do elk and buffalo meat patties, so some pretty cool stuff there. I'm going to see if they can do a protein style for me and leave the bun off because I've been cutting carbs lately for a couple of reasons I won't get into, but not really a weight loss type of thing, although I have lost some weight, but trying to get some of the junk out of my diet, and so we'll see if they can do a protein style for me. But they also have Philly cheesesteak. And they have a grilled or crispy chicken sandwich. They have a BLT. I mean, I'm not going to read the whole menu, but you got lots of choices. It's a friendly staff and good quality ingredients. And so just go in there and tell them you heard about them on Rogue Talk. Tell them that I sent you. And they'll definitely appreciate that. And if you want to call ahead, you can do that. Their number is 541-582-0959. And they are located at 121 Depot Street in Rogue River, right next to the 76 station, just as you come into town. So We want to thank Depot Street Grill for underwriting Rogue Talk. Now, the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant, I emcee the event. I have for the last few years. We didn't have a pageant last year due to some problems as we neared the end of the Miss Rogue River season. And so I'm excited to have it back this year. We've got four wonderful contestants, one returning contestant, and three all new ones. And that will be Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Live Oak Grange. And we would love to see you out there. So let's get to these interviews. There may be some, I may have made a couple mistakes during the interviews. I think at one point I said the time was 6 o'clock. So just disregard that it actually starts at 7 o'clock. But other than that, it was a fun time to get out and get these interviews. These are actually from a couple of weeks ago, but they're really, really close to getting the show going. And so it really changes, the way, we had these girls in here when they were promoting the crab dinner, and things change quite a bit between February and now. So let's take a listen to my interviews with the contestants. So the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant is coming up on May 6th, so I thought I would head down to their practices, getting ready for the big pageant coming up, and get some interviews with all of the girls that are participating in the pageant. And let's meet our first girl. Tell me your name.
Hi, guys. I'm Skylar Andrews.
Hi, Skylar. It's great to have you here. And so tell me, first of all, what made you want to compete for Miss Rogue River?
First of all, Kaya came up to me during Spanish and told me about it, and they let me know that it was a scholarship pageant, so I was really interested in getting some money for college.
Well, that seems like a great reason to do it. So first of all, tell me, you don't have to give me the whole bio, but tell me a little bit about yourself and about your family.
All right, well, I have a mom, a dad, and a sister, Jamie. By the way, I'm Skylar Andrews. That's kind of important.
I think we got that.
I'm 16. I'm a sophomore at Rogue River High School. I'm involved with a lot of different activities, soccer, basketball, FFA, National Honor Society, just so many different opportunities, and now this, too. So, and then next year, I just plan to keep doing what I'm doing, plan to keep straight A's, and I plan to go to college in the future, and this is a part of the way I can do that.
Sure, and that's a good plan, definitely, and it sounds like you're pretty ambitious, so that's a good thing. So tell me, every one of the girls has to have a platform, and that's a cause or something that they give some time to and that they have an interest in. So tell me what your platform is, Skylar.
My platform is volunteering at the YMCA.
Okay, and what kind of things do you do when you volunteer at the YMCA?
Well, I clean, and then I also mentor the kids and help them with homework.
Oh, well, that's good, and it sounds like you're probably a good choice for that. It sounds like you're a straight-A student, so that's a good thing. So what are you most nervous about heading into the pageant in a couple of weeks?
I think definitely the interview. Before we come in front of everybody, we have to go in front of a panel of judges and give an interview to them. And it just kind of lets them know kind of who we are, and they ask us different current event questions and about our bios and about our platforms. So I'm just a little nervous about that one.
About the interview, yeah, and that's understandable. I don't know all the questions they ask, but if it's anything like a job interview, they'll ask those kinds of questions like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? So if you get asked that question, what would you say?
I would say I see myself in college, either at George Fox University or Corbin University, just one of those Christian colleges, studying biblical studies.
So you're a religious person too, then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I go to RVCC.
Okay, that's good. And I think I heard you mention that you might be going on a mission trip. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, on July 7th, I'm leaving with Brookings Nazarene, and we're going over to Fiji to rebuild the mission center there. We're going to be completing phase 3, and we'll also be putting on a vacation Bible school. and going out and just praying for people and doing what they need us to do.
Wow, that sounds great. So is there anything else about your participation in this pageant you'd like to tell us about, or is anything else that is worrying you, or what's your favorite part of the pageant? What are you really looking forward to?
Well, right now, my favorite part of the pageant is just getting to know all the girls and stuff. They have wonderful personalities. And for the pageant, I think the thing I'm most excited about is probably saying my bio. I mean, I try to be humble, but it's going to be cool to be able to tell people who I am and just what I like to do.
Yeah, that's great. And we all have unique experiences, so it's fun to be able to share those things with everybody. And so, well, that's great. So this was Skylar Andrews. And Skylar, thank you so much for talking to me a little bit. This will be going out in a few days on the Rogue Talk show. So hopefully you'll tune in and listen to yourself. So thanks again for joining me.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, and we're going to go find our next girl and we'll get that interview. So hang tight. All right, I've rounded up another one of the girls, and let's meet her right now. Tell me your name.
My name is Brianna Ruiz.
Hi, Brianna. So you're just about ready, a couple weeks left before the pageant. What is it that made you want to be in the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant?
Like I said before, Kaya and my friend and Nadine, I came here like maybe 2 years ago, and I just watched the girls and I thought it was really cool. So I was like, hey, when I turn 16, I'll probably get into it. So that's what I did.
Well, that's great. So tell me, what kinds of other activities are you involved in school or maybe outside of school even?
I'm involved in chamber choir, Rogue River Watershed Club, and FFA.
Perfect. So what kinds of things... Well, let's see. Let me ask you this first. Were you here for the Christmas tree lighting? Did you sing that day? Tell me how that experience was.
Yeah, I was there when we sang that day. It was good. We had two songs going up, and then they were like, oh, sing more. I'm like, oh, okay. So we did.
Yeah, that was an interesting night. There was a lot of confusion, but you guys sang really, really well. It was a really fun night. So... tell me, what part of the pageant are you most fearing?
Oh, right now is my skit. that's what I'm most fearing about.
So can you tell me a little bit about what your skit's going to be?
It's going to be funny. It's going to be a funny skit, and probably not boring at all, but I'll try not to.
Well, that is the idea. We don't want to be boring. No, I don't think it would be. You girls have been preparing for a while. And so what one of the things you get to do in the pageant are you most excited about doing or trying?
Ooh, our dance. Our dance is going to be funny. It's going to be great.
That's great. And so have you, now, of course, you knew Kaya before, and we haven't talked to Kaya yet, but we will talk to her soon. But have you made some new friends as being a part of the pageant?
Oh, I knew Skylar, but I got to know the real side of her. So once we all got comfortable, and Gina, I hardly knew, but now I got to know her. So she's wonderful too. They're all great.
Yeah, and that is one of the fun things. And that's one of the fun things for me as the MC is to get to know all the girls. And I've known Gina for a while. Of course, we're related, so that helps. But Gina's done this one time before, and so I got to know her a little bit. But it's fun getting to know the other girls participating. And, of course, Kaya's been volunteering for years, so I've gotten to know Kaya too. But now as a participant, it's a whole different thing. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this upcoming pageant?
It's going to be great. You guys should all come out. That's really all. You guys should just come and see us do our thing.
Well, I think that's good advice, and we've got a great bunch of girls, so once again, thank you, Brianna, right?
Yeah, thank you, too.
Thank you, and we will... Yeah, oh, absolutely. We love to have you. We had you girls on the show once to promote the crab dinner, but now the pageant is right around the corner, so I wanted to make sure people knew who you were and that the pageant is coming up on the 6th of May, so or 5th of May, excuse me, 5th of May, so a Saturday, of course. So we're looking forward to that, so thank you again.
Thank you.
So Brianna went and found her good friend Kaya to talk to me next, and of course we've known Kaya for some time, but let's learn some more about Kaya. So I guess let's start with, tell me your name.
I'm Kaya Roper. I'm a 15-year-old sophomore at Rogue River High School, and hi, Jeff.
Hi, it's great to see you again, Kaya. And this time you're on the other side of the stage instead of backstage helping out as you've done for so many years. Now you're front and center. Is that make you a little nervous?
A little bit. It's kind of culture shock.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. So tell me, what, I know you've been around the pageant for years, so I know your involvement with it, but what made you want this year to participate?
Well, this year, my friend Brianna, she has wanted to do it since she helped me a couple years ago with it. And she just wanted to help with it, and she needed a little push, and so I helped, and I came in, and I'm just in it now, but it's mostly for the scholarship money for college.
Well, and that's a perfectly good reason. So tell me, well, first of all, before we get to more stuff about the pageant, what other activities or things are you involved in, either in school or even outside of school?
That is a long list. Well, I am involved in leadership. I am the sophomore class secretary. I'm involved in the chamber choir, watershed, some other things I can't think of.
So it sounds like you keep yourself pretty busy.
Yeah.
So what are the things that you have to do in the pageant? What is the one thing that you're fearing the most?
At this point, it's the speech, because I haven't really gotten it down yet, but it should be better by pageant.
Okay, so let's go to the other side of that. What is the one thing you get to do that you're most excited about?
I'm most excited about my talent, because I'm doing something that I've been loving to do for years, and it's just one of my favorite things to do.
Well, that's good. I'm glad, and that's a lot of fun. So tell me, what things, now that you're a participant instead of a helper, what things are different than maybe you even thought they were when you were helping all these past years?
Well, it's different because you're on stage, you're not behind stage. And so you kind of get that feeling like, oh, you're important, you can't have to be seen now. And so it's kind of different.
Yeah, it's a different feeling. And then once we get to dress rehearsals next week and you start getting that spotlight in your face, it really becomes a whole different thing. Instead of trying to hide in the shadows as the stagehands try and do, now you're front and center. But I think you'll do just fine. I think that's going to be great. So is there anything else you want to tell us before we go find our last participant?
No, I think that's it.
All right, so once again, that was Kaya Roper, and she is, what year did you say you were?
I am a sophomore.
So she's a sophomore, so she's got a couple more years. She could be raking in the scholarship money as time goes on, unless she wins it this year, which is, she's got a good shot. It's an open competition, and everybody's got a chance. So, Kaya, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome, Jeff.
That's great. So we're going to go find Gina and get our last interview. Hold tight. Okay. Well, before we get to Gina, our last participant, I realized these last two beautiful ladies here in front of me, I forgot to ask them about their platform. So I have Brianna. It is Brianna. See, I've been asking that, and I still get it wrong. So Brianna and Kaya, and I wanted to ask them about their platform. I had asked Skylar, and I forgot to ask these two ladies. So let's start with Brianna. Brianna, tell me what your platform is and what you do for that organization.
My platform is the Rogue River Watershed Club, and we go and sometimes we go and mentor 5th and 6th graders about our local water system, cycle, and salmon. And sometimes we go to Elderberry and clean up. And a month ago, I think, we went and mentored like fifth and sixth graders up there in Elderberry, and we did a fish dissection, which I did with Skylar and helped.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. So, and probably pretty rewarding too. Is there a lot of kids at your school that participate in that?
There's some. There's quite a few.
Well, that's great. So let's move over to Kaya. Kaya, what is your platform?
My platform is the Ignite Mentoring Program.
Okay, and tell us about that program. What do you do in that program?
Well, it's a mentoring program for 7th and 9th grade students, and I am a mentor for 9th grade students. I have 5 mentees and with a partner, and we go and mentor them, or we went and mentored them for a semester, and we taught them about how difficult it would be, and not difficult, but how interesting it would be at the high school, and just getting them used to the high school. And this semester, we are going down to the elementary school and mentoring them to get them ready for high school, or middle school, sorry. And also, we are trying to create a new creed for the high school.
Wow, that sounds great, and I think you're well suited for that. So that's a great platform to have. So ladies, I had forgotten that. I wanted to get that in, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now we will round up our last participant, Gina Granacki. Okay, now in front of me here is someone I know just a little bit, mainly because we're related, but also because she's the only veteran participant, not counting Kaya, who's a veteran of Miss Rogue River, but not a veteran participant. And of course, that would be Gina Granacki. So Gina, tell me, well, you can state your name again, and then tell me a little about you and your family.
My name is Gina Granacki, and I have lived in Rogue River about my entire life, and this is where I call home.
That's right. And you have a mom and a dad, and you have some sisters.
Well, yeah, of course. It's my mom, my dad, and then my older sister and my younger sister, and then my wonderful and sassy cat, Chamomile.
Oh, well, we don't want to leave the cat out. So you're a veteran of the competition. You did very well your first time out. I believe you were first runner-up. Is that right?
Yes, I was.
So what things did you learn the first time around that you're going to take into this year's pageant? Of course, we didn't have a pageant last year, so you had a year off, but you're still a veteran. What lessons did you learn that you can take into this year?
I learned a lot from my first year, and when I first did Miss Rogue River, I never wanted the scholarship. I only did it for the experience, and that was to change how I interact with people and how I learn to talk to people, how I dress properly for interviews, and these are all things I'll be taking into this year and putting forth in the competition.
Yeah, that sounds great. And so before we get to more about the pageant, what kinds of other activities are you involved in, either in school or even outside of school?
I work full-time at Bocce's Pizza and Pasta here in Rogue River, and I'm also a contestant in the Miss Southern Oregon pageant.
Wow, that's great. So two pageants, keeping yourself busy in the pageants. So now what is your platform this year for the competition?
My platform is the Weimer Beautification Group. Unfortunately, I've not been able to go the past few months because of college visits and such, but I was participating for about a year, and they meet every Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. at the old Weimer Way Cafe in Weimer, Oregon, and they go up and they clean up polluted areas around Rogue River and Weimer that people just dump and absolutely trash our beautiful area, and it is our goal to make a better, cleaner earth.
Yeah, absolutely, and I know a little about that group. Of course, you folks all listen to every episode of Rogue Talk. I know you do, so you know that Deborah Schnicker was on the show a while back. She was one of the founders of that group, and it's a great organization. I'd like to get out and help with one of the cleanups. It hasn't lined up yet with my schedule, but one of these times I'll even take my truck out so that we can fill my truck with stuff. So going into the pageant, which is coming up on May 5th, I keep saying the 6th, it's the 5th, and what are you fearing the most about your performance in the pageant this year?
I'm just kind of scared about having that whole year off It's kind of making me feel kind of like a little bit of a rookie again, but I wouldn't say I'm really scared for anything this year, other than it is my last year, and I know I will not be back next.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing. I mean, not something to worry about for the pageant, but definitely something that it gives you a little pause. It's like, oh, I won't get to do this again, and it is such a fun time. So let's go to the other side. What do you look forward to most about the pageant?
I'm mainly looking forward to the fun and excitement that we're going to be having. Just even backstage, just trying to get ready and the big rush of everything. It's kind of exciting. It's kind of fun. So I'm looking forward to spend all the rest of the time I have with these girls.
Yeah, now, and that kind of brings me to another question. And you, my experience with the pageant is you girls all become friends. You get to know one another. So have you made some new friends this year?
I didn't really know Skylar or Brianna, but I knew Kyle a little bit. And I feel like that definitely did bring us a little bit closer. I mean, like, we say hi to each other at school more often. I mean, like, we don't hang out with each other, but we definitely know more about each other than we really did.
Yeah, and that's great. And I said this before with one of the other girls, but that's one of the things I love about participating in the pageant is getting to know the girls and watching you all grow. So I have to say I'm a little disappointed. I asked all four girls what their favorite part of the pageant was going to be, and none of them said getting to talk to me. I can't believe that you didn't say that, Gina. I thought we were tight.
Well, I'm sorry about that. How about that be my second answer? My second favorite thing about the pageant is talking to Jeff.
You see that? I have to browbeat them to get to say they want to hang out with me. That's okay. I'm okay with that. So is there any last things you'd like to say about this year's pageant, or you want to tell people, you know, get on out here and support you girls?
Well, this is my last year competing in the pageant, and I would love to see all the love and the support from the community, as one of us will be crowned to represent our own hometown.
Yep, absolutely, and you'll get some great scholarship money to go along with that. So, well, Gina, I appreciate you joining me, and good luck in the pageant, and thank you very much.
Alrighty, thank you, Jeff.
All right, so that was all four of our contestants. So now we will go back to live in the studio, but this was on location at the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant practices, and all of the girls are frantically trying to get ready. And so I want to thank all four of them for joining me, and the pageant again, May 5th. I believe it starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be at the Live Oak Grange in Rogue River, so you definitely want to get out and support these wonderful young ladies.
And I am back live in the studio, and I want to thank the girls once again, and I want to encourage you to come on out to the pageant tomorrow, and it's always a fun time, and it's a great cause, some good scholarships for some very deserving, very impressive young women. So we're going to take a break here, and we'll come back with a little more Chieftain Sports, so don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is reflecting on the February shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida that killed 17 people. Mr. Trump addressed the annual National Rifle Association convention Friday in Dallas. He did not advocate for new gun control measures, such as increasing the age limit for buying certain firearms. Instead, he reiterated his support for allowing well-trained teachers to carry concealed weapons. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a 6-week abortion ban law into effect, marking the strictest abortion regulation in the nation. The move also sets the state up for a lengthy court challenge. The Republican governor signed the legislation today. The Iowa affiliates of Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union have already said they'd sue Reynolds if she signed the bill, which Iowa's Republican-controlled legislature approved earlier in the week. On Wall Street, the Dow by 332 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Bringing you Rogue River's weather forecast at the top of every hour, this is meteorologist Ann Holliday with 94.3 The Bridge.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N.
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley. The Commerce Department says the trade deficit, the difference between what the United States sells and what it buys in foreign markets, slid to $49 billion in March. The report says this is down from $57.7 billion in February and the lowest since September. President Trump is promising to bring down America's massive deficits, which he blames on bad trade agreements and abusive practices by U.S. trading partners. Kellogg, known for its Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loop cereals, says millennials are hot for frozen foods, and this is helping boost the company's sales. Kellogg says sales of Eggo waffles and Morningstar Farms veggie burgers have jumped more than 10% during the first 3 months of the year. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 5 points with business. I'm Dennis Crowley.
Back to Rogue Talk, and so let's get back to the rest of the Chieftain sports that we didn't cover at the top of the show. Lady Chieftain softball getting closer to the end of the season here, and unfortunately for the Lady Chieftains, it's been an up and down year. They have an 0-4 conference record and a 4-7 overall record. And so doesn't look like they're going to have a shot at the playoffs with that 0-4 in the conference. That's not going to get it done, but they've still got some games left in the season to try and put a few more wins in the win column. On here on the bridge on Tuesday, they were involved in a back-and-forth game. They hosted Waldport. They led for a good part of the game, then surrendered the lead in the top of the sixth inning. It was 11-10, and they had a bottom of the sixth. They had a four-run inning, took the lead. They gave up one more run in the top of the seventh, but they won that game 15-12, and that win was highlighted by a in-the-park home run by Zoe Reeder. I don't know if I scored it that way in the scoring app. I may have scored it as a triple and an error on the throw, but we'll give Zoe the benefit of the doubt, at least here on Rogue Talk, and we'll give her the in-the-park home run. That was, a three-run home run, part of a four-run inning that gave the Lady Chieftains the win. They are hosting a doubleheader today. I believe that has gotten underway. So head out to the high school. They're hosting Cascade Christian today. These games were originally scheduled for tomorrow and got moved to today. And then they will also host Lakeview on Tuesday. So you want to get out and support the Lady Chieftains. Now over to the other diamond, the baseball diamond. The Chieftain baseball team has a good shot at getting into the playoffs. They have a 5-2 league record. They're currently the second place team in the conference, which would get them in. It's still not decided. They've got to keep with their winning ways. They can really help their cause on Tuesday when they host Lakeview, because Lakeview is the third place team that is, you know, right on their heels. They have an 11-6 overall record. So a really, really successful season so far for the Chieftain baseball team. In fact, we on the bridge covered their games last Saturday. We went to Coquille and they swept a doubleheader at Coquille. And then while we were covering softball on Tuesday, they were in Medford beating up on St. Mary's 11-2. And of course, we always like when we beat up on St. Mary's. That always makes it feel just a little bit better when it's St. Mary's. And so the baseball team will host a doubleheader. Their doubleheader will be tomorrow, and it'll also be with Cascade Christian. Those games are scheduled for 12 and 2 o'clock. And, of course, they will also be hosting Lakeview on Tuesday. We will have one of those games here on the Bridge, and I don't have in front of me which game it'll be, so you'll just have to tune in at 4:30 on Tuesday. We'll have one of the games with Lakeview. And then let's take a look at what track and field has been doing. Track and field traveled to Glide on Wednesday. And unfortunately, it's kind of a tough story for a couple of the athletes. One in particular, the Rogue Talk mascot, Cameron Smith, probably had the toughest time of the day because the bus broke down and it delayed them, at least 45 minutes and maybe close to an hour. So they were late getting to the meet, which meant Cameron didn't have any warm-up time for his 1,500-meter run. He still managed to finish third. 1,500 is currently probably not his best event. The 3,000 is his better of the two events. But he's been competitive. He did finish third, but not the kind of time he would have liked to have had because he really had no warm-up and no stretching. He started cramping up partway through the race. He was able to finish, but for the last couple of days, he has been in a lot of pain, eating a lot of bananas and doing a lot of stretching and rolling those calf muscles. So that was a tough one for him. In fact, I don't know. There's a meet today, and I don't know if he's going to run his events today or not. I'll be checking in with him later today. But so a tough break for Cameron, but some of the other results were pretty good for the Chieftains. Let's take a quick look at those before we run out of time here. Aiden Norris won the 110-meter hurdles and was fourth in the 100. Diego Agosto was fourth in the 200. Carson Smith was second in the 400. Eileen Yang was fourth in the 100 and eighth in the long jump. Maddie Bless was third in the 400. And Sequoia Worthington was third in the 100 hurdles, third in the triple jump, and fifth in the long jump. Now, their next meet, again, is today. They are in Illinois Valley today over in Cave Junction, and that is the Illinois Valley Twilight Meet, and so we'll have some results for that next week. And also next week is the district meet for track and field. That is also at Illinois Valley, and that will be going on Friday and Saturday. And, of course, we expect some big things from a lot of these Chieftain athletes on our track team, which has had a pretty good season so far. So we're looking to see how many kids can make it to state. The Rogue Talk mascot is hoping to be there in the 3,000 and possibly the 1,500. But, of course, from some of these results, we know Aiden Norris trying to get to state. Carson Smith probably has a shot. And many of these other kids definitely have shots at making it to state. So we'll be cheering them on. Now, a couple of events I can get to here before the music starts to play. The Josephine County Master Gardeners have their Spring Garden Fair. That is this weekend, tomorrow from 9 to 5, and Sunday from 10 to 4. All kinds of stuff there at the Garden Fair for the Josephine County Master Gardeners, and that's at the OSU Extension. And that's on Ringette Street in Grants Pass, right across the street from the Dutch Bros on Redwood Highway. Also, the Rogue River High School Drama is working on their spring production of Harvey. The first show, I believe, is scheduled for May 25th. We'll have more information on that in the coming weeks. Maybe we can get a couple of the kids to come in and talk about the spring production of Harvey. And again, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I know I did. And I am going to go continue my busy weekend and have a great time. I want you all to do the same. And remember, be good to one another because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.